Welcome to Taste and See, the show where we explore how faith flavors our lives. I'm your host, Angela Wood. Today we're diving into the transformative power of exchanging shyness for boldness, building confidence in the Lord, and cultivating a self-positive image. Let's savor these concepts together. We can be confident in our uniqueness to become the one we are created to be. What a great work in our lives, especially in faith. First up, let's talk about shyness. Many of us have felt that pang of hesitation when we want to speak up or step out, but God calls us to be bold, as it says in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When we embrace this truth, we can replace shyness with boldness. Imagine the doors that open when we step out in faith. Whether it's sharing our story or engaging in conversations, our confidence comes from knowing we are equipped by Him. Now let's lean into confidence in the Lord. In Psalms 27:1, we read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" This powerful reminder allows us to trust in His guidance. When we ground our self-worth in His love, we can face the world with courage and strength. And speaking of self-worth, let's talk about developing a positive self-image. It's easy to get caught up in society standards. But remember, we are made in this image. Genesis 1:27 tells us, "So God created mankind in His own image." When we see ourselves through His eyes, we begin to understand our true value. So how do we put this all into practice? Start by affirming yourself with Scripture. Try saying, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made," from Psalms 139:14. Place negative thoughts with reminders of His love and strength. As we wrap up today's segment, remember that exchanging shyness for boldness is a journey, but with confidence in the Lord and a positive self-image, we can take bold steps forward. Don't be surprised when you wake up feeling excited to be bold. This attitude of anticipation will produce confidence, words of hope that God puts out. Remember, God wants to influence you through others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come before You today seeking strength and confidence. Thank You for the unique gifts You have given me and for the purpose You have placed in my heart. Help me to trust in Your plan for my life and to believe in the abilities You have blessed me with. In moments of doubt, remind me of Your promises. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit so I may stand firm and courageous, knowing that I'm never alone. Guide my steps and let my actions reflect Your love and grace. Help me to face challenges with faith, believing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And now I have a wonderful recipe, and it's pork chops with pineapple relish. 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh thyme, 2 tablespoons of fennel seed crushed, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 4 1-inch pork loin rib chops, about 3 pounds, 1/2 cup of diced fresh pineapple, 2 tablespoons of chopped red onion, 2 tablespoons of finely chopped fresh mint, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 1 tablespoon of chopped red chili pepper. Mint leaves are very optional. So first we prepare the grill for medium direct heat cooking. In a small bowl, mix thyme, fennel seeds, and salt. Rub over all sides of pork chops. Grill chops, flipping once until slightly pink near bones, 8 to 10 minutes per side. Meanwhile, in a serving bowl, mix next 5 ingredients. Stir until evenly blended. Serve pork chops with pineapple mixture. If desired, sprinkle with mint. So that's our little recipe, and I want to thank you for joining me on Taste and See. Let's go out and be the light in the world, embodying the boldness that comes from knowing our worth in Christ. Until next time, keep tasting and seeing the goodness of the Lord.